Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We wrap up our five-part series on negotiating right now.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about negotiating, and that is a fascinating science, art. It's a combination of a lot of things. But what I would say is usually you as a consumer will not, you'll be insulated with the realtor as your advocate. The other party in the transaction, whether it's the buyer or seller, the reverse side of it, will also have an advocate or a realtor on the transaction. So really it serves as insulation. So you can really think through your strategy and execute intentionally with some advocates beside you.
Well, it's interesting in that you do have the advocates negotiating with one another and representing what they perceive to be the best interest of their prospective client. But in some instances, it gets a little bit out of control, or a lot out of control, if you get a very zealous representative who takes the concept, take no prisoners, all I want is dead, burnt bodies laying around after I'm finished with the negotiation. I'm going to get every penny in the deal for my client. Guess what? You're probably going to fail.
You're looking from the
wrong
perspective.
If you get against me, you're going to fail.
What I would say as an advocate in a transaction, I will close the conference room door. We will lay it all out. We'll lay out all the edges, the worst case, the best case, we'll understand those. And then we'll talk about the approach. And then I will call in anything that I think is appropriate or reasonable from the other perspective. So if I think that we're setting ourselves up for failure, being unreasonable, too small of an earnest money, too long of a close,
right,
things that are personal agenda that just will not match up against the other options the seller has and be as attractive, I'll name that.
Exactly. And with that knowledge, we'll craft an offer that we hope will be successful. And then it's a process of how do I communicate that offer? How do I cover what I know will be the bumpy spots? Maybe I'm coming in with a price that's a little too low. Maybe I'm coming in with a down payment that is not going to allow closing. Now, if that's the case, I'm acting not just unethically, illegally. If I'm representing a buyer that cannot perform and I continue forward knowing that this thing cannot occur, that's illegal. That's an illegal, it's called misrepresentation.
And this is why I think you've got to trust the realtor that's representing you. If you don't feel a trust there, you haven't spent enough time discussing the scenarios and playing out what kind of business opportunity you have in working together.
That's exactly correct. And remember always the concept. When you talk, you already know what you are stating. If you listen carefully, you're going to learn new things. Listening is the key to negotiation.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.